the song thing. Do you have that one part that makes me cry?
Yeah,
he cried when he told me what it was about, and it was, yeah, he was saying it's like she's done her makeup nice and she just doesn't want to get it ruined because he's an asshole. I'm sorry, it's making me cry.
It must have been the strength on that day too. Like, it can't be. Have you got that little bit of the song thing?
Yeah,
play that little
bit.
Right?
Yes, this is it.
You know, girls, they love they muck around in the mirror for so long, getting it just right, only to start crying because the arsehole guy, and that's just what a waste of time that is for the ladies.
Yes, that is a waste of time. You're right. But it did shock me, Kyle, that you were so emotional about it. I'm not sure what the trigger was there, but that shocked
me.
Me
neither. I don't use the word trigger either unless I'm down at the firing range, by the way. That's a real trigger because you click that and shit goes down quick.
Okay,
next question,
Jono.
One more.
All right, guys, last one. Now, Jackie O, I know you've reached out to Kyle in times of distress. However, I know he puts up a tough exterior. Is there ever a time Kyle has called you out of the blue for support that threw you off guard?
Oh. Have I ever done that? Ever rung you up?
Maybe like a hazy night, Kyle. A hazy night.
I don't usually ring around, and I would never burden my menial problems on Jackie, who's like, she's in bigger holes than I've ever been in, let me tell you. So,
but I think he's asking, have you called me for support randomly?
For myself.
Yeah. No. Have you randomly called me and said, babe, I'm checking, are you okay? Is that what you mean, Jono?
No, as in, has Cole called you out of the blue and said, I'm struggling here, help me out?
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Okay, I can give you a result if you like.
Yes, please.
Wow.
Here we go. Based on your responses together, you're highly sexually dysfunctional together. Though as long as you're happy to remain celibate, you're actually very compatible. So while Kyle is busy lighting the next candle and trying to pick an appropriate boys to men track, Jackie's probably just looking for a hair pull and a spank.
Wow, there's government money being spent very well.
I'm so confused.
And strangely enough, accurate ending. I think that he's nailed this thing.
Why are we sexually dysfunctional? What answer
it wouldn't
did
work.
We give?
It wouldn't work together
but
sexually.
Why, based
the friendship
off our answers?
Well, if you want to prove me wrong, start an OnlyFans and let's get it going.
Yeah, Jono, I don't think this was a proper psychology test.
Are you really working for the government
only
or more?
Lying.
Or your local
only
council?
Lying.
He's a local council, this bloke.
I am a local council. Love you guys. Long time.
Love you,
okay,
thank you,
Jono. We're going to do birthday, Will. Are you celebrating your birthday today?
All of that.
I know.
I feel like crying again. Well, give me that Sabrina Carpenter again thing. Nat gets it. Nat over in the phone room. Nat, all the big girls, they all sway to this. They love the Sabrina Carpenter song.
She's coming in with the birthday,
Nat,
Will.
Nat, you get that song, right, when she's just done her makeup so nice?
We've all been there, and then you cry, but that's why you got to wear waterproof mascara so it doesn't ruin it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's key.
Victoria Instant Coffee, now available in 400 grams, only at Coles. Victoria Coffee, an instant classic.
Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
It's Vic LaRusso live from the Kiss Chopper. An accident, the Deer Park Bypass inbound after Robinson's Road. The left-hand lane is closed. Queues back to the Western Freeway. Try using Ballarat Road instead if you can. We've got some road repairs. Paran travelling Punt Road between High Street and Commercial Road. Westgate Freeway slow inbound before Miller's Road. Problems continuing through Rosanna Road. Heavy city bound through Heidelberg. And we've got problems in the city with tramworks on Swanston Street, which is closed. The fantastic clearance sale is on now. Enjoy great savings like $50 off the Como 2.0 Queen Bed. Shop now, find your fantastic T's and C's apply. The Kiss Cast for today. Top temp sitting at 19 degrees. Vic LaRusso first. Kiss Traffic and Weather together on the Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Ever is livable, clever, timeless furniture. V Corp certified to make an impact in your home, not the environment. That's Ever. Thoughtful every day.
Kiss 101.1.
Busy night for Melbourne firefighters. Morning, I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, 20 people have been evacuated from a budget accommodation building in St Kilda overnight after fire took hold. Crews were called to Barclay Street and have it under control now. Meantime, there's been a tobacco shop fire at Faulkner. More than 30 firefighters were called just before 2:30, taking 40 minutes to get that under control. There could be delays if you have a flight with Qantas today. Engineers are walking off the job this morning in Melbourne and Sydney, pushing for better pay. Qantas insists it has good backups in place. Another surplus for the federal budget has been confirmed. The first time there's been a back-to-back surplus in 15 years. Labor had forecast a $9 billion surplus, but that's been revised up to almost $16 billion. And Australia should follow the US and think about banning smart cars from China, according to Barnaby Joyce. Labor and the Coalition have ruled it out. Barnaby also worried about Chinese solar panels. Your sport check in a sec.
Selling or leasing? Speak to your local Barry Plant agent today. With Barry Plant Real Estate, your home is in safe hands.
Will Ashcroft is still on cloud nine after his starring performance in Brisbane's 60-point grand final win over Sydney. The 20-year-old becoming the youngest player in AFL history to win the Norm Smith medal just a year on from an ACL injury. And Melbourne Storm kicks off NRL grand final week today with a fan day ahead of Sunday's decider with Penrith. The Kiss Cast is next.
Combine and save with Jetstar Holidays. You get your flights, hotel, checked baggage and more in one easy booking. Find the deal for you at jetstar.com.
Mostly sunny today. We've got a top of 19 degrees. Tomorrow, a shower or two and 19, then sunny on Wednesday. Right now in Craigieburn at 6 degrees, in Ringwood it's 6. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. A birthday time for today, which is September 30. You share it with a few celebrities. T-Pain, 40 years old. Good old T-Pain, you know.
Yeah.
Kieran Culkin from Succession.
Oh, yeah, he was
not
great.
Macaulay's brother. Mm. He's 42. Fran Drescher from The Nanny. Remember her?
How could you forget?
That laugh, that bloody voice.
How old is she?
67 years old.
Ooh, she's looking good.
She's had quite the life.
I haven't seen her lately.
So her and her then husband invented The Nanny, which was a hugely successful show.
Yeah.
Then he decided he'd like to lay with man rather than with her. And now they're still best friends. And he's in a thriving homosexual relationship.
You know, it's a much easier pill to swallow, I think, than when your husband says, I'm gay, as opposed to I've met someone else.
Well,
you'd know.
Better.
You'd know. Jack, you'd know. Rather. Don't question it.
No, I do not know. That never happened. Okay, but I'm just saying, I reckon it would be.
We never admitted it.
I'm
trying to figure out what you're trying to say here in between.
I'm just saying, I'm making an observation. For me, I would rather they be gay than leave you for another woman. That'd be harder.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's...
You know why?
I can sort of understand
that's
that.
The whole, it's not me, it's
you
know,
anything.
Yeah, exactly.
More, it goes with your constant denial that anything you did was wrong, which works well.
Yeah, anyway.
So I love that denial as well. Stan Grant, talking of denial... He's 61 years old today. He used to be the ABC bloke, and he went crazy. Remember? No one can stand him. Max Verstappen an F1 driver, Verstappen, that's right. My apologies. He's thinking of throwing in the towel on the F1 because they keep fining him for swearing on the internal communications when he's driving the car, talking to his race team. He's big on the swearing, this guy.
Yeah.
They keep fining him, and he said, you know what, I don't need this shit in my life. Stop fining me or I'm going to find something else to do.
Oh, I love this guy. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. A guy who just won't stop swearing. Can't stop. Won't stop. Refuses to.
Yeah. Okay.
And then on the phone here, Lockie, having a birthday in Sydney today. Oh. Happy birthday, Lockie. 24 hey, years old. Good morning,
thank
sir.
God. Morning, guys. Oh, I love you guys so much.
Love you.
You got any plans to celebrate today, Lockie?
No, it's a Monday. Unfortunately, I'm working tomorrow as well, so probably just have a quiet dinner with the family and
that's nice.
Okay, boring, okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we spin your birthday wheel first and get you a prize, Lockie?
Good idea, Nat, yes, on the wheel there. Well done, Nat. God, we've really taken the casino feel away from this wheel. Now it feels like you're the chook raffle down at the bloody old Ducks Club.
22 it's landed on. That's a double pass to see Luke Combs when he comes to Australia for his stadium tour.
Oh, amazing.
Tours. Tickets on sale now. Visit frontiertouring.com. Yours are for free, though, Lockie. Lockie,
thank
I have to ask
so
you
much.
A question, and yes. This has to do with our power pick choice today. Have you by any chance been watching the new series Monsters?
I actually just started it last night.
Oh, you may
is this
actually,
the Menendez brothers story? Is that what that's about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm up to episode 3.
Oh, perfect. Then you may choose our power pick because if you haven't watched it, you will not choose our power pick.
Wait, are you picking the two guys who faked the lyrics? Faked the
Milli Vanilli?
Milli Vanilli?
You mean the classic duo that never were, Milli Vanilli? Is that what we've gone with?
They play it throughout the series and I'm just obsessed with that song right now.
Everyone back then played. This song was the biggest song on the planet.
Yeah, I know. It was huge.
Really?
And then it came out that they were never the singers. They were just two hot black guys that they used to front it. But they weren't.
How weird.
They were
the weirdest thing ever, wasn't it?
Oh, it really was. But they were massive when the songs came out.
And I didn't even care that they didn't sing it.
Me either.
I still love, to this day, our choice, Milli Vanilli. Blame It on the Rain.
Those Menendez brothers are pretty hot, hey?
Yeah, there's the guy when he took his hair off.
Oh,
trying to ruin it.
When the toupee got ripped off, oh my God, that was
hard
shock.
To get past that.
Killing your whole family, that'd stand
the
in the
way,
road
By the way, that
of a
killing
swipe.
Scene was so, like, shocking to me.
Yeah.
Did you, like, my jaw was open, like, and that doesn't usually happen.
Seemed unnecessarily.
That's not what I hear around town.
When watching movies. I was really shocked. It was pretty brutal.
Lockie, the other choice for you this morning is from me. It's Heads Will Roll by Yeah Yeah Yeah.
Who?
I know this has been on for a while.
One day, mate.
One day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it can roll for a bit longer.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to have to go with Kyle and Jackie because I just love you guys. But love you too, Brooklyn.
Oh, thanks, Lockie.
You're sweet, Lockie.
But as a secondary sort of, I like apples and bananas. Which one do I like better? An apple. Brooklyn's more the banana, right? Mm.
Yeah.
You'd take him or leave him.
Yeah, Milli Vanilli, it's hard to beat them. You know, it really is.
Let's play it now. Lockie, happy birthday, man. Enjoy your quiet week.
Thank you so much. Thanks,
ladies
guys.
And gentlemen, it's been since the 90s, since I've actually mentioned this band's name and thrown to their song. Blame It on the Rain, Milli Vanilli.
Who would ever thought we'd play this?
But just bear with it. A little roll down memory lane at Kiss.
Fire.
you. Can you believe there's one for the 80s kids? Here at Kiss, Milli Vanilli, Kyle, Jackie, morning everyone. Jackie, check this out. That brand new series, Joan, starring Sophie Turner, premieres tomorrow, October 1st, only on Stan. It's a true story. Jackie's got some own news now.
Yeah, so Katy Perry's AFL Grand Final performance was a huge hit, but almost didn't happen because...
Oh, why?
Well, they were looking at getting the Rolling Stones instead, actually. They were negotiating with them.
The Rolling Stones are never going to come and do it.
Oh, they
never.
Were. They were.
I don't think
but
so.
But they wanted too much. They wanted $20 million to play four songs.
$20 million.
And Katy got five. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And Katy was great, you know. She was really good. Was
do you really want to see, like, who really wants to see the Rolling Stones at the AFL?
I personally would rather see Katy just because I think it's more of a show, you know.
That's right.
More of a spectacular.
Plus, you got to drag all those old granddads out, the wheelchairs, the special handicap taxis. Oh, it's just a nightmare.
And how much effort are they really going to put into it?
Zero.
Probably not much. Just they're going to perform. Just them being there is enough, you know.
Yeah, that's I agree.
I feel like that's what their mentality would be. Like, you get us and that's all you get.
Yeah. And you can play a CD while we walk through the...
Anyway, you won't like this, Kyle. A naked Donald Trump statue has been erected over Vegas. It's 43 feet tall, and it is
I was just there. Why did we see it? What do you mean?
It happened after we left, and it's honestly the most unflattering statue you've ever seen in your life.
Is that right?
You would be mortified if this was you. You can even see his penis. It looks...
Who's put this...
disgusting.
Who's made this bloody giant thing? Who's behind it?
You know what? I don't actually know who's behind this one. It just happened. It got erected just outside the city.
Do you have to use the word erected?
It's called Crooked and Obscene, the art installation.
Oh, this is some sort of arty type of dickhead.
Yeah.
How big's the statue?
43 feet.
That's quite big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. And he's got like a gawk and cellulite and just like a lot of... unflattering.
What's a gawk? What do you mean a gawk?
Like in the same way you'd say, you know, a woman has a gunt. Sorry.
Oh.
It's a gawk.
Oh, did you make that word up?
Oh, I've always used that word. I thought that was...
Never like, caught on, though, I've noticed.
Not really.
Even I've forgotten.
Yeah, anyway, it's no
what a waste of time. Like, that's someone's entire lifetime project.
Yeah, that would have taken ages.
Good on you, bro. You made a giant fake Trump statue.
It'll probably get taken down soon. Now, the Pete Diddy case just keeps getting worse. He is not even considering a plea deal at this point. He's just going to fight this case to the bitter end.
How can he get away? Like, does anyone really know if they... Has anyone sort of gone through each charge and sort of
not really.
Got rid of the rubbish? Because some of these things, rubbish is piled on, and then there's the factual, the real problems in there somewhere.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure what they've got, to be honest. But it doesn't look good. Nobody wants to even be anywhere near Diddy in terms of association and even past association. People like Kim Kardashian unfollowed him 24 hours before he got arrested. She must have got the tip off. Usher deleted 7 years worth of past tweets, although he claims his Twitter was hacked and somebody did that he didn't personally do it. But anyway, this interview has resurfaced. This is Usher, who has a history with Diddy, talking to Howard Stern about being sent by record executives to live with him when he was 13 years old.
I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
That's the crazy thing. Now, that was L.A. Reid's idea, right? We're sending you New over York to City. Something called Puffy Flavor Camp.
There you go.
To learn
Flavor
some...
Camp!
Yeah,
Flavor
that's
camp.
What it was called.
He's in the 90s. Do you understand what that's like?
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
No, not really. Hey, it was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
So nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh-huh.
Biggie Smalls was there.
Biggie Smalls was there. Lil' Kim. Jodeci, Mary J. Blige. They ain't nothing about this shit.
You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no. Yeah. It's different when you start thinking, oh, because you'd think if it's Usher, the Biebers, all of these that have all seen this, and not every one of Diddy's parties was some sort of crazy, mental, terrifying orgy.
Oh, I bet there were things that you maybe people didn't see happening.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but there's certain parties. All these big celebrities at the white parties, that's not your orgy parties.
Yeah.
Different crowd, different people.
Well, here's an interview of Diddy and a 15-year-old Bieber talking about when also Justin Bieber got sent. Why are all these kids getting sent to stay with Diddy is my question.
Well, what was the choice? You go to Michael Jackson's joint or you go to Diddy's joint?
Why don't you go to anyone's house? Why can't they stay at their own? What's
good question, Jackie, but that was for another decade,
oh,
so we can't.
These
who knows?
Poor kids. Anyway, so yeah, this is Diddy, an old interview with Justin when he was 15.
Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, you know, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. You know, I have been given custody of him. You know, he signed to Usher. I had legal guardianship of Usher when you know he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So and we're gonna go full crazy.
Going crazy.
Oh, they must have had the new PlayStation dropped off or something, did they? Or what are they suggesting?
Who knows, Kyle? Who knows? But it doesn't sound good when you hear Justin Bieber in an interview years later talking about that. We don't know it's directly related to Diddy, but talking about, you know, the stuff that happened to him he wouldn't wish upon his worst enemy. And I would
now,
love
we
to
are,
know.
We are in our minds putting that in the same equation as this Diddy thing.
Yeah,
but
I know. And
there may
know.
Be worse, even worse things that Bieber went through unrelated to Diddy. I'm no Diddy ally, by the way.
No, I know. But I agree with you. We can't put it in. We can't just lump it in with Diddy. But it just...
Shit goes on.
You wonder, don't you?
And the only bad thing about all of this is that he was such a violent offender towards women.
Yeah.
Bashing that girl on tape was the best thing that came out of all of that.
Yeah.
So people could see, oh, this guy's a real dog.
Yeah.
He's not just fun tracksuit wearing Diddy. He's an animal.
He's an arsehole.
Because
right
a lot
arsehole.
Of people, this will surprise a lot of people too. A lot of people like having sex parties and orgies and doing lines off other girls' tits. There's nothing wrong with that. But if someone doesn't want to be there, that's what the problem is. Forcing people to do things, that's where the ugliness is.
Okay, huge news for Logan Paul. He's a daddy. He and his missus have just given birth to their daughter, Esme, over the weekend, which is real cute.
Esme. So the grandma names are coming back into fashion.
I'm telling you, they're definitely coming back, all the
grandma
names.
Can I run something past you? Because my wife said to me, you know, her grandma has recently passed, and my wife said if we have a little girl in the future, I want to call her, get ready for this, everyone.
What is it?
Ruth.
Oh!
Ruth. Yeah, Ruth. That's kind of nice.
It is
that's
cute for a little girl, isn't it? Like, it's not...
Let's hope it's a girl, because let me tell you, if it's a boy, granddad gets a Guernsey there. Guess what Tegan's granddad's name is?
What?
Hines.
Hines, that's his first name.
Correct.
Do you know, there's something about I like Hines Sanderlands. He sounds like he's going to be very successful.
Sounds to me like he might be the so that's what worries me. I am Hines Sanderland. Yeah, no. And I'm bringing back this bringing back this moustache. Nah, too soon, bro.
Hines, you're right. Hines could definitely have a moustache.
Yeah. And they go, it's not the Hitler moustache, it's the Charlie Chaplin. Yeah, bro, sorry. Hitler ruined that mo for everyone.
Yeah,
no Charlie Chaplin. Unless you wearing a bowler hat and swirling a cane, Hines, it's a no.
You know, you're right about that. if Hitler didn't have that moustache, I wonder if that would have come back into fashion by now.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Well, there's limited things you can do. You see all the guys around with the porn star moustache. Yeah. You never see... imagine how good Damien, your husband would look with the Hitler moustache.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the hair. He's got the tailored suits. He's almost Hitler.
has he ever done it as an experiment? You know when guys shave off their beard?
Yeah, no. I feel like I got close a few times when I used to do the moustache and you guys would say, oh, you're shaving a bit too close to
center there. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, those little smudges under the nose, that's not cool.
No, yeah.
So your options are Heinz and Ruth.
Correct. Wow. And I was horrified. I just sat there. I just took another puff of my ciggy. I went... And went, yeah, they're good names.
Did ya?
So are these sort of semi-serious discussions going on there, Carl?
Yeah. Well, she's not pregnant or anything.
Yeah.
But,
oh, that's exciting.
But we always, because Tegan's father's died when she was 14, so, and his name was Bill. So I always thought to call a girl Billy's always sweet.
Oh,
I love those sort of
cute.
Names.
I love that name, you know? Billy. Mm.
And then when she's brought out Ruth and Heinz, I understand the love of a grandparent, but Jesus!
Give the
kid some chance at life. That's all I want. Some chance. Pedro, what'd you call your little kid? Esmeralda or something
no,
weird
no.
like that?
Her name's Lucia.
Oh, that's right.
That's a pretty name.
That's a nice name. And you've stuck with your own kind there? You've gone with that sort of Nasho background
vibe?
Yeah,
the Spanish name. I think the next kid, whenever that happens, will probably have a Greek name. Because Patty's Greek.
Like what? Were there some Greek names
I
like?
Have no idea.
Oh, okay. Oh, she Greek? How'd you even get pregnant in the first place?
What is... I don't get it.
Oh, don't worry. It's fine. He's just being stupid.
Bruno got it.
Yeah, that was good.
No, it wasn't really, Bruno.
Coop's got it.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Oh, don't worry. It doesn't matter.
Can we explain?
I get it.
Sensor buzzing in. I got it too.
Oh, sensor got it. Did you buzz it? Or was I cleverly masking around your rules?
You were very clever, so no beeping.
No beeping. Peter, what did you want to say?
Oh, I say I wasn't listening. I was thinking, could I do the experiment of bringing that mustache back for the show?
Like, is it even... I mean, would you get in trouble for doing that moustache?
That's where I feel like the experiment comes in.
From who?
Like the fun police out there. Like,
Sensor
would it be...
says no.
Really? So you're saying that if Peter tried to try the Hitler moustache, it would be a no... Would we blur it out?
We'd have to blur him like a sex offender on Channel 7 News. That's the only way we'd be able to... Yep, loophole there.
Loophole? Hey, Charlie Chapman, I think you'll find I'm trying to be.
Kyle and Jackie. Michael,
need it.
Hang on, Bruno.
Guys, Michael Jordan, the most successful basketball player ever, had a Hitler moustache.
When?
His whole playing career.
I don't remember that.
I've never seen... Maybe because it was black, we couldn't tell on his
skin. Put it up
on
the screen, but you'll see. Yeah, he had the Hitler moustache.
Let me have a look here. I can't see.
Excuse me, guys. Also, if Pete does the moustache, maybe he can do it, but we just ban him from doing the 6 o'clock salute because both those together... They won't go well.
Oh, you're right. That'd be the worst marketing ever for the 6 o'clockers. Oh, there he is. There's Jordan with the Hitler.
Nah, he has not fully committed to that.
You know what he's got? He's got the Shannon Knoll flavour saver underneath as well.
That is not the Hitler moustache. Or the Charlie Chaplin.
Well, it's very adjacent to it, though,
slightly, yeah, but no. Okay, Peter, I say, yeah. Oh, come on, Sensor. Just see. Well, look,
she's
like.
Not the actual police. She just advises what's bad
you know what
and what's
I really
not bad.
I enjoy keeping my job. So,
and you
don't
honestly
worry, you're
think,
you're safe
you
here,
honestly
you're safe.
Think if Peter had a Charlie Chaplin moustache, you would lose your job?
Peter is too much of a loose unit to trust him with a social experiment. He stole fruit boxes for a year.
But can't he get away with this because of the, you know, the unofficial mentally deranged title that we all know that, you know, the subpayments.
By the way, I didn't P. Diddy it. I stole fruit. Like, come on. Sorry.
And that is why he is not allowed Charlie Chaplin moustache.
I get it.
Can't be trusted. Sorry, Peter, I love you.
He can't.
No.
Because he'll push it too far. Yeah. He'll come in with a jacket that has some badges on it or
some
something.
Buttons like or some sort
something.
Of... He'll dress as a train driver from the 1970s, which is still a little Hitler looking.
Yeah. All righty. Ursula Carlson, she'll be joining us in studio.
Oh, good. Is she bringing her publicist in?
I don't know.
Because I don't know if you guys noticed, the other day in the one of the News Limited newspapers, there was this whole lie made up where they said publicists hate bringing their guests to our show. It was a complete bullshit story. No publicists were mentioned. No, they said, oh, under the... They were scared. They wanted to be anonymous. It's all lies. I'm going to start a witch hunt, which may go for 10 years.
Mm.
And every publicist that comes in, I'll be accusing them of the one that's speaking to the newspaper.
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
And we're probably going to talk to the publicists more than the guests, so we find out who has the loose lips.
Yes,
is what we want to know.
Yes, yes, we should use a body language expert as well to just pick up on.
Correct, and they weren't nice. They weren't nice to the staff either. They said that you guys all carried on like you were a cult. In here clapping and carrying on, and they were very annoyed that Jackie and I wouldn't go outside and talk to their pathetic star in the ad breaks, because we don't give about these stars. They come in, they talk their shit, then they go.
But that's not true, though.
It is true.
What?
We don't talk to them in between.
We don't talk for long, but we still go out and say hi. And maybe there are times when we haven't, that's for sure. Like maybe it's a rush and things. Because, you know, sometimes the guest will stay back and have a chat off air, and then things will get really rushed and we won't have time, you know. Yeah. So we have to rush out. But
the article was weird, Jackie. It was almost like they were like, why don't they talk to us? Because you're a publicist. We don't...
Well, no, that's not true, but...
They're the worst. They're down there scumming it with newspaper journalists.
There's no hierarchy, Kyle, with, like, people in life. You can't just go there disagree. The scum because
oh, I disagree.
Just publicists.
Yeah,
like,
they're the worst.
Right, okay, well, that's...
Publicist is just someone who walks around with a celebrity. They don't really know what's going on. So Ursula's coming in, and I'm going to accuse Ursula's publicist is going to be the first accused of opening its mouth.
I can imagine Ursula will start grilling her own publicist as well.
Yeah, yeah. This is the write it down. September 30, the day the world turned on publicists.
No, that's not what it's about. Anyway, Ursula will join us next. And
what's she
publicist.
Want then? What's she want, Ursula?
Ursula?
What's the publicist said that Ursula wants to talk about?
Nothing, really.
The publicist has said nothing.
No, there's nothing, like, in particular that she's pushing. No.
That's got to make you wonder what's really going on, eh?
Yeah, well, we'll
ask. Or are they bringing this big bird in from New Zealand with no agenda?
No, she just is a friend of the show.
She's a friend of yours.
Yeah, I love her.
You worked with her 17 years ago for 2 years.
Three years ago.
Give it up. Have you spoken to her this year on the phone? Have you ever rung her up and said what up?
No.
Oh, right. Okay. So not a friend.
Well.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show.
When did you move her from your personal friend to a friend of the show? And why do we have to put up with this shit? Like, why have we got to sit here pretending to care and all that shit?
Every time she's on, you guys really love it.
Oh, she's a wonderful human being. Don't get me wrong. Funny woman. Every time I see her on TV, I'll stop and watch.
Yeah. Yeah, she is funny. But, yeah, I don't know.
Has she hit the Ozempic yet?
No, I don't know. I haven't seen her for a
while.
There's
an advert waiting there.
No. Anyway, stop it. My beautiful friend Ursula Carlson.
Oh. Okay. Now you really pushed it beyond belief.
She is joining us in studio next, and I can't wait.
Me? I could take it or leave it. But I'll talk anyway. It's coming up at Kiss.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
Stay on top of your game this hay fever season with Telfast 180 milligrams. Available for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. It's Vic LaRusso live from the Kiss Chopper. Deer Park Bypass inbound after Robinson's Road, a two-car accident. We've got a smash ring road, Greens for bound just after Ballarat Road. The Westgate Freeway slow inbound from the Princess Freeway and Millers Road. Monash Freeway heavy inbound, Belgrave, Hallam Road. We've got have delays into Rosanna Road, heavy city down through Heidelberg, and problems leaving the CBD. Swanston Street's closed at Victoria Street and Frankston Street with road repairs. The Williamstown Road city down exit ramp will be closed from 9 p.m. Tuesday, October 1 until 5 a.m. Sunday, November 17. Plan ahead and search Big Build for more info. The Kiss Cast for today. Top temps of 19 and sunny. Vic LaRusso first. Kiss traffic and weather together. Kyle and Jackie on the morning. Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed alone. I wrote a song for you. And all the things that you do. And it was called Yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
Free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
If you're a parent of young ones or soon to be, don't miss the Pregnancy, Babies and Children's Expo this weekend at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's the largest parenting and baby event in Australia. Book your tickets now at pbcexpo.com.au.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
But I didn't drink that much, and I ate a big meal.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive.
I can't lose my license.
A message from the TAC.
Get mind-blowing prices with Macca's new loose change menu. A 50-cent soft serve, $2 apple pies, and $3.50 chicken and cheeseburgers.
Available 10:30 a.m. to midnight for a limited time at participating Vic restaurants. Excludes McDelivery.
Right now at Sheridan Homes, the more you spend on upgrades, the more you save. All it takes is 3 easy steps. Select your dream home design, choose your spend and save upgrade value, then shop from our list of beautiful upgrade options. For example, spend $20,000 and get $55,000 in upgrades for your new home. That's a saving of $35,000. But hurry, limited time only. Ready, steady, Sheridan. Visit Sheridan Homes. Homes.com.au.
CBDU 50039.
You've all heard about Spinalese pillows and mattresses. We've talked about them heaps. You've heard the ads. If you haven't heard of Spinalese, wake up and listen to this. Spinalese mattresses and pillows are the most comfortable thing you'll ever sleep on, ever. It's time to make your bedroom work for you and get comfortable and start experiencing an incredible night's sleep with a Spinalese pillow or mattress. When you get a good night's rest, you're setting yourself up for success. I know. I sleep on one every night. Order yours now at Spinalese.com.au. That's SpinalEZE.com.au.
It's Britt
and Laura's
Breakfast Bites.
Some people wake up to a sharp shock every morning.
Ice cold yogurt or hot coffee should give you pleasure, not pain.
So if you've got sensitive teeth, try Sensodyne toothpaste. It works.
Nobody does sensitivity like Sensodyne. Always read the label and follow the directions for use.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Meerkat Motivationals with Alexander and Sergey.
Hey, Pippa, taking your blood pressure.
Yes, good to keep it in check.
Same goes for health insurance. Mm. Check to see if you can get the same cover for less.
Same for less? Really?
Keep your finger on the pulse, Pippa.
Mm.
Wake up to waste. Switching health insurance is easy. Visit Compare the Market to see the range of brands and products we compare. Or call 137336. Simples.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Australian Skin Clinics is another year wiser. And our 28th birthday party is almost over. Don't miss up to 50% off leading laser hair removal, skin and body treatments. Visit australianskinclinics.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy three Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the fourth free. Plus a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
To Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
Jackie O.
Hi, I'm Chapel Rowe.
Home of the world's biggest stars.
I just try to write songs that I absolutely love. This is my song, Good Luck Babe.
Kiss. It's fine. It's cool.
That is Chapel Roan. You're not passing out, everyone. It's the way the song goes. Welcome to Kiss. Ursula's here, guys. Yay! Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I was ill-informed, by the way, that Ursula does have something here that she wants to talk about, which is the You Don't Say tour, where you can get tickets for her brand new show.
I think she said it wrong. You can get it from Live Nation. Isn't it like, you don't say
You don't
tour.
Say. You've got to add a lot more sass and sarcasm to it.
That's
this is
right.
how you answer the phone when Kyle rings. You don't say.
Oh, I've missed you, Urs. How have you been?
Yeah, really good. Also, can we just clear some shit up here?
Yeah.
Jackie,
yeah,
you and yeah. I don't need to be sagging off each other's tits to be friends.
Exactly.
When we see each other, we're click into it. Like, you're a busy lady, I'm a busy lady.
Yes.
And that's it.
It's like no time has passed. It just clicks right back in.
Guys, you guys could do a thing together. Two busy ladies. Oh, that would sell like hotcakes, those tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Jackie's already busy with another lady and, you know my place. You kind of wait till that lady moves on, then I'll move in.
So Jackie's best friend, you must have been surprised, Ursula, when she started the Besties company.
Yeah.
You must have thought, finally, all these long nights listening to Jackie's sad life and getting her through all the relationships and the COVID and all the stuff, the heavy lifting that you did, Ursh. And then she brings this other friend up that no one's ever heard of, and that's the new bestie. Were you disappointed then?
It wasn't disappointment because there was a lot of relief too, you know, just knowing there's someone else. you know, like Jackie's not just sitting in the cold bathtub drinking champagne alone. You know, there is someone else that can help her. No, it's a little surprise, but also, Jax, I follow you on socials/stalk, and there's a lot of gay dudes. There's a lot of straight ladies. You're not going to find a man that way.
I know.
I've said this to you before.
I know.
You need to spread out. Go where the straight dudes are.
Yeah, I am surrounding myself with more and more gay guys, I've got to admit.
It's like you're saying you don't want anyone.
Yeah, I've built a barrier around me.
I mean, you're not wrong. How peaceful is it to be single? It is.
How are you going? Like, how's your life going, Urs?
No, I'm single and very happily so. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to share.
Hang on. I thought you were with a lady.
Yeah, no, but I decided I didn't want that for myself anymore.
Oh,
so I traded her in for peace.
And that's so lovely. And was Jackie there for you like you were there for her?
No, because I wasn't there for her. I was completely unaware that she was going through anything. But I'm sure if she ever needs to go sort of into like a semi-witness protection type scenario, she can just ring me up and go, bitch, I'm coming to New Zealand for a few days. I need to hide out and I'll be there for you. And I think she knows that.
And likewise.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, if you ever need a place in Australia, I've got spare bedrooms galore. Well, and not really galore, actually, only one.
We can just bunk. Like, I'll be big spoon for you.
Yeah.
So what is on this tour? So is it just more of you up on the stage being very funny, being witty, making everyone laugh? Is that the idea?
Yeah, it was no crying because that's big in stand-up now. I don't do that. There's no crying in my stand-up.
Crying?
It's just laughter. Okay. Yeah, I also don't have any big messages to share. It's just funny shit that I've picked up over the year, and I wrote a show about that. And,
do you encourage people that are activists in any way? They want to stop the whale slaughter. Do you want all these people with the banners and the flags? You're like, no, it's a different crowd.
Look, I'll take anyone. Like, if you're paying, I don't care. You can do anything. Because I'll chuck you out if you cause any drama. And I've already got your money. There's no refunds in my show.
Oh, there's no.
I have to say, there's been no dramas at my show. It's like, even Nazim Hussain and I did a show, the two separate. Like, I had Friday night in Brisbane. He had Saturday. We both recorded our specials. And he was there on the Friday. And he goes, my audience is the nicest audience. They're just cool people who want to come out and have a laugh and drink a beer and, you know, talk shit with their friends. There's not hardly ever any drama, and I've never had to refund anyone. But I also tell my audience, there's no refunds. Once I have your money, I have your money.
Yeah.
That's
right.
It should be in small print. You shouldn't be advertising that. You shouldn't be advertising that heavily multiple times in an interview. It should just be on small print on the ticket.
No, but because people know, they come to the show, they get a good laugh for an hour and a half, and that's it.
Well, going to your show is fun. I can't imagine anyone wants a refund because I love watching you on stage. I was reading the other day, Ursa, you were saying that parents who want their kids to have the best in life have got it all wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, now, because we go out of our way to spoil these kids, to do what we can for them. But I think it's important to give them something to overcome. If you just do everything, then they have nothing to rise up from. You know, you've got to have that rising up from the ashes moment.
I know. It's hard to watch that and let them go through that. We just want to protect them at all costs.
No, you've got to rough them up a bit. Got to rough them up a bit so that they know they have to fight through that. Otherwise, if you do too much, they turn into massive assholes and become politicians. Yeah. We don't want that.
Yeah, that is true.
There was an article about our show the other day saying that publicists, even though none were game enough to be named, all publicists hate bringing celebrities to our show because Jackie and I are too up ourselves to talk to them. We don't ask, oh, hey, Wendy, you got a new haircut? Because we don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care about the publicist. Is your publicist the unnamed publicist that's been mouthing off and causing trouble?
Well, Kyle, here you and I have something in common. I don't have a publicist because I'm a bit of a bitch. So,
No one works with me either.
No, they don't hang around. So, I did have one, but she pretended to get a job in a different industry. So, I was like, I know you're not flipping burgers. Stop lying to me.
So you don't have a publicist, Urs.
I mean, I've got one that sort of temps, if you will. She does a favour, but no, I don't have one that's like my permanent gal. No one that goes anywhere with me.
Put Ursula, Peter, get that new book out we decided.
Ursula,
The Witch Hunt.
Is clear.
The Witch Hunt book. Yeah, Ursula, no public, so she's in the clear.
She's in the clear.
She can come back whenever she wants. Yeah. I'll find out who these unnamed publicists are.
And also, I don't really want you to ask anyone about their new haircuts because I don't give a shit either.
Good, because I can't be a different person. I can't run around pretending to care about all these people. I think we get on pretty well with most publicists.
Have you ever thought about a new haircut, like an overhaul, a glow up? Like, I don't know,
Wow, what's that mean? That means you're no fan of her current hair.
No, I actually do like it, but I'm a little bit the same where I'm not game enough to go severe and do something drastic, you know?
I'm happy to go buzz cut, but let me tell you what. I've got a head the size of a Mazda. So I can't really, this head does not lend itself. If I go too short with my hair, because of the size of my body, I look like a tick. So, like, I got the hair sort of, and because you see, I have no neck. Look at that. I have no neck. Like, it's hard for me to wear a scarf, you know? So there's no way that I could just walk around with short hair. People go, oh, my God, like, she has no neck and this tiny head on this body. And, like, people go, I need to get that tick treatment for my dog. Every time they see me, I could be a spokesperson. Never mind no Zempic, I'll be tick and flea treatment.
You're Compantrum. You're the Compantrum girl.
Yeah.
God, that's so funny. You're such a funny. Every time I see my cheeks hurt when she's around. If you want to go and check her out, tickets are on sale this Wednesday, livenation.com.au. It's called the You Don't Say Tour.
You've got to say it like that. You don't say.
You don't ring these people up anymore. Those days are over. You go on the website thing. Is that how you get the tickets?
Yeah. I assume I've never bought a ticket for my own show. I get them free.
The perks of doing your own show.
Do you buy tickets to other comedians? Yeah. Do you get the other comedians go, hey, we want to invite our comedian friends? Or that's not how that world works?
No, it does. Like, they'll go, hey, I've got some, seats available for tonight's show. If anyone wants to come, the audience is a bit light. And then they won't. But I don't really... I'll go to my friends' shows, but I don't really go see other comedians. It's like when you knock off there, do you go sit in a different radio show and just stare at them and do their job? No.
You're right. That'd be so weird, right?
Yeah. It's like, no, I want to go home. I'm done.
We should do that one day. Just rock up to another station and go, we want to come and watch the show.
We just want to see how you go.
Yeah,
yeah,
I will.
Yeah, that would be weird. That does make sense when you
put it like that. Okay, so tickets are on sale this Wednesday. Head to livenation.com.au to see Urs. You don't say her
bye,
next
doll.
Tour.
Thanks for
love
coming.
Love you, honey. So
bye,
good
guys.
To see you. Bye.
Love
bye.
You.
She's classic. She's pop quiz worth 10 grand. If you want to play, ring now 131065 to get through it. Kiss.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
You watched her light up the grand final over the weekend. Now Kyle and Jackie O are sending you to see Katy Perry for free.
Baby, you're a firework.
Win your free tickets to Katy Perry's Lifetimes Tour with Kyle and Jackie O. Win a 9. Good luck.
Will and Will. footy.
Straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Oz.
That's right, Woods. It's going to be the biggest show you'll see all year, and you guys actually won't pay a cent.
My parents are going to that concert over my recovery from my wedding. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
Thinning hair? The Hairy Pill is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence.
I know I can grow on with the Hairy Pill. I can grow on.
For stronger, healthier hair, thehairypill.com.au.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Elgina. However you say it, Elgina's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. Mmm, I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into my head. It's not just chicken, it's Elgina's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at elgina.com.au.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
So, have you had anything to drink?
Yeah, but only a couple. And I ate a big meal.
Okay, breathe into the device, please. One long, continuous breath.
I also drank plenty of water. And I'm a pretty big guy as well.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
I'm not going to lose my license, am I? I didn't drink that much.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive. A message from the TA.